Jaguars have arrived across state in Tampa. Welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars, presented by ProTrans. I'm Brian Sexton, along with Jeff Lagerman and a lot of Jaguars fans. I drove down, you flew down, and there were cars with Jaguar flags all the way down. There's going to be a lot of people here in a Tampa takeover.
Well, I know the DeBold City Brigade is bringing buses, then a lot of people are going to be tagging along with that and showing up in their own vehicles. I wish I didn't have to call a game. I'd like to tailgate with this crew.
Well, you may be able to get over there early tomorrow because it looks like they're ready to party.
Well, and hey, look, this is great. You know, the Jaguars showing the fan base. I know that it's made some national news, and it's good for the Jaguars fans to get recognized, and I hope that they come here to get a win.
Now, did the trip over net in them getting the first look at the Jaguars' Julius Thomas? Will Thomas play tomorrow? Will Sandarek Marks or Paul Posehn, for that matter, get into the game? They're all questionable.
Well, they're all three questionable, Brian. Posehn, I saw him walk into the bus, and he appeared to be walking normal, and after a high ankle sprain, most guys are in a boot at that point, but we know that he's not normal. He's robo-linebacker, so I think there's a chance that he could play. Sandarek Marks, if he does play, I would expect still to be an adjustment period coming back from an ACL reconstruction, and who knows with Julius Thomas. You know, the doctor's reports, they're saying that he's been cleared to that point, and then he has to reach another hurdle. I don't know what that hurdle is, but we'll just have to wait and see.
All right, and a final thought. This is the Jaguars' first look at Jameis Winston. I was talking with Telvin Smith, the former teammate of Winston's, in the locker room this week. I didn't sense a lot of love lost. Like, can't wait to take on Jameis. More so, he was ready to hit him.
Well, I can understand exactly why. You know, Jameis Winston was a very controversial figure at Florida State. You know, old teammates, always things become highly competitive, and they might be the best of friends. You don't know, because friendship, I think, creates the greatest competition under the sun. So I'm looking forward to watching it. Jameis Winston has struggled mightily. His interception percentage is very high. Telvin has not had an interception yet this year. Hopefully he gets his first one off of him.
All right, that's On the Road with the Jaguars, brought to you by ProTrans. Don't forget, live coverage all day tomorrow with the Everbank pregame show, Jaguars.com Live. Lots of coverage, so enjoy the evening. Jaguars and Bucks coming up tomorrow.